So we're reading from chapter 14, the three modes of material nature, text number 2, which we have on the board. Idam gyanam upashritya, mama sadharmyam agata, sargepino pajayante, pralayena viyatanticha. Idam, this, gyanam, knowledge, upashritya, taking shelter of, mama, my, sadharmyam, same nature, agataha, having attained, sarge api, even in the creation, na, never, upajayante, are born, pralaya, in the annihilation, na, nor, vyatanti, are disturbed, cha, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, by becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain to the transcendental nature like my own. Thus established, one is not born at the time of creation or disturbed at the time of dissolution. Purport. After acquiring perfect transcendental knowledge, one acquires qualitative equality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Becoming free from the repetition of birth and death, one does not, however, lose his identity as an individual soul. It is understood from Vedic literature that the liberated souls who have reached the transcendental planets of the spiritual sky always look to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, being engaged in His transcendental loving service. So even after liberation, the devotees do not lose their individual identities. Generally, in the material world, whatever knowledge you get is contaminated by the three modes of material nature. Knowledge which is not contaminated by the three modes of nature is called transcendental knowledge. As soon as one is situated in the transcendental knowledge, he is on the same platform as the Supreme Person. Those who have no knowledge of the spiritual sky hold that after being freed from the material activities of the material form, the spiritual identity becomes formless without any variegatedness. However, just as there is material variegatedness in this world, in the spiritual world there is also variegatedness. Those in ignorance of this think that spiritual existence is opposed to material variety. But actually, in the spiritual sky, one attains a spiritual form. There are spiritual activities, and the spiritual situation is called devotional life. That atmosphere is said to be uncontaminated, and there one is equal in quality with the Supreme Lord. To obtain such knowledge, one must develop all the spiritual qualities. One must thus develop the spiritual qualities. One who thus develops the spiritual qualities is not affected either by the creation or by the destruction of the material world. So Krishna is glorifying in this text knowledge. And it's this knowledge can be important even from a material perspective. Like understanding the three modes of nature is important even from material perspective. I was today in train station and discussed it with one boy. And we were talking about how to be happy. So If you see the normal, the current civilization, you see that most of the people are suffering from depression. The most common disease is depression. And depression is just a symptom of what is called mode of ignorance. And there's quite a simple mathematic, which is very complicated for people nowadays. Because if you look at normally psychologists, how they solve depression, they put some passion into it. You are in depression, and so they give some passion. You have to be active somehow. Sometimes they go so far. I heard that some time ago they had this idea that they would cure depression by putting the genitals of a monkey. Anyway, so some stranger. The idea of is that you cure depression by putting some mode of passion. The only problem is that it doesn't work. And what you actually get is what is called manic depressive. Now this is actually probably it's the disease nowadays. It's called manic. It means hyperactive. I actually know some person who is in this cycle. He's either too active, and they give him some medicine to become less active. So they put him in ignorance, and when he's too much in ignorance, they give him some medicine to activate him. And since people don't understand how the modes are functioning, they don't understand what the Vedic solution to depression is. And the Vedic solution to depression is following the four regulative principles. So if you go to someone in depression and say, okay, your problem is that you should stop drinking alcohol, stop eating meat, stop running after women, and stop gambling, he'll say, well, these guys are crazy. But that's actually the solution. And this putting some passion can work for some time, but actually the solution is to bring someone to mode of goodness. And of course, because if you want the results of mode of goodness is you feel peaceful, you feel happy. People want to feel peaceful and happy. So if they want to be peaceful and happy, they have to cultivate the mode of goodness. It's a simple formula, very hard to understand. And of course, you cannot stay in goodness, so you have to cultivate transcendence, actually. So that's just one side note, just an example, how this knowledge of how the material modes function can be helpful even from material perspective. And as I said before, Krishna really appreciates, he really appreciates knowledge. In seventh chapter, he says there's four categories of people who come closer to him: the distressed, the desirous of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for the absolute truth. So he's saying, yes, all these people are pious, and all these people are very nice. But and in the next text he says, of this, the one who is in knowledge is better. So the idea is we can see this part from two different perspectives. One is that many people come to Krishna consciousness, and when we should also try to present Krishna consciousness in a way to attract intelligent people who can understand this philosophy. And the other part, we can see that from the other perspective, that it doesn't matter so much how we came to Krishna consciousness. Maybe we came because of the prasadam. But if we came, then it's good to cultivate spiritual knowledge anyway. Because bhakti is not normal emotion. It's not like emotion. I feel today. It's a purified emotion. And to get these purified emotions, you need to follow a process. Sadhana bhakti. So we don't just get to spiritual world by chance. We don't just walk on the street and suddenly we're like, oh, this Goloka Vrindavan, oh, nice. No, it's good to know what we're doing. And so this knowledge is very important. There is this story with this young boy, with a young boy who is suffering from some disease. And there can be many perspectives on this disease. Usually the mother or the aunts, they have this emotional solution to the problem. It's more like karma. So the mother can kiss the wound. When we were little, this would happen sometimes, you know, like you would have a small wound and the mother would come, yes. Let me kiss him. Now you don't feel anything anymore. Yes, good. So this is nice, but it actually doesn't work. You know, like, because if someone suffers from a serious disease, it's not gonna cure it. And then you have the uncle, who is known as Gyani, and the uncle is thinking he's suffering, so we will kill him. Then he won't suffer anymore. Problem solved. This is Gyani solution. You're suffering, so you stop all the existence. And then you don't suffer anymore. But actually the real solution is the father, who is more intelligent. He brings the doctor, who is represented by the spiritual master. And the doctor says, okay, he needs some surgery. Okay, and then he takes the knife and starts cutting. And then someone who sees this and is a bit more emotional, like, oh, he's killing him. No, stop, don't. But after a bit of screaming, a bit of pain, a bit of the operation goes well, the boy recovers for some days, and then he's fine. The problem is solved. So this is somehow our position. We are somehow sick and we need to be cured. And sometimes we have to go through this operation. That's one way. Another way of seeing this is like the cooks know, if you want to make ghee, you put the nice butter on the fire, and you put the butter on the fire, and then you start boiling it, and then the impurities come out. And you think, where did these impurities come from? Because it was such a nice butter. I bought it, I paid a lot for this butter. It's the butter which comes from my grandma. Just joking a bit. Because the butter looks nice. The butter seems nice. But actually, when you think where do the impurities come, they come from the butter. They don't come from somewhere outside. The impurities come from the butter. They are there. So it will take some time. You put the butter on the fire, you boil it for some time, some impurities come up, and then eventually, if you keep it on the fire, then you get nice ghee. Nice golden. Nice ghee. And this is, the idea in this, the secret of making ghee is when you see the impurities to continue keeping the butter on the fire. It's like there's this this story with the yogi. There was this yogi who was had mystic powers, and this I think rich person found out, and he wanted to test this yogi. And he wanted to test him, and he wanted to see, okay, if you can stay in cold water the whole night, here it was like cold, then you can, I will give you something. And then this yogi says, okay, no problem. So he cut the ice, he was staying there the whole night. And then next day, he was still there. And this rich man comes and says, oh, you're staying in the water for all night? Yes, yes, no problem. And then he says, yeah, but I saw there was a candle, you know, like 3 kilometers away. There was some candle there. So you were cheating, actually. So you got some heat from this candle. So anyway, I will not give you anything because you were cheating. So then the servant of this rich person saw this, and he was like, okay, just note it down. Next day, lunchtime. You know, this rich person says, okay, today I want to take lunch at 1:30, Ljubljana time. And so at 1:30 he goes to kitchen. Is lunch ready? No. Still cooking. 2:00. Is it ready? No, still cooking. No problem. 2:30. Is it ready? Still cooking. No. And then at 3:00, he goes into the kitchen to see what's going on. And then he sees, you know, that he has this pot with vegetables, with water, and he has this stove. And the pot is not on the fire, you know, like, it's not on the stove. And he's like, why? How are you cooking? You know, you want to be cooking, and the food is not on the fire. And he said, No. I learned from you yesterday that it doesn't matter what distance you are. I can put the pot also there. It will cook the same. No worries. So then this rich person understood that. Oh, look. Okay, maybe I should. this guy was not cheating. So the idea. Why is that if you want to have nice sabji, nice soup, you have to keep the pot on the fire. Otherwise, if you just put it away from the fire and you don't put it on the fire, it will not cook. Or if you put it on the fire 1 minute and then take it off and then again. So then the question, what does this all have to do with us? Because it's nice, this idea with the uncle and the doctor, this idea with the ghee, and this idea with keeping the pot on the fire. And what does it have to do with us? Well, the idea is that there is a process for getting purified. And this is described in Nectar of Devotion. There's nice description in Madhurya Kadambini. And this process starts with Shraddha. some faith. And then it's Sadhu Sangha, Association of Devotees. Actually, the Association of Devotees is the water that helps this devotional plant grow through all the stages. And then comes Bhajana Kriya. And this is following the process. In the Association of Devotees, you start following the process. And then there's some stages here. One is called Utsahamayi, beginner's enthusiasm. And then there's others. Then there's what is called, at the end of Bhajana Kriya, there's a stage where it's Tarangarangini. So this Tarangarangini is called the small waves, enjoying the small waves of devotional service. So life is good. Prasadam, you follow the process. And then there comes, it comes what is the problem. It's called anartha nivritti. And anartha nivritti means that you have to purify the these impurities which we have, which you all have from a long time. So, and then then comes nishta, being stable in devotional services, and then some taste, the real beginning of real taste, ruchi, sakti, bhava, and prema. So why is this important to know? Because we are searching for happiness. We're searching for. We are hearing this Damodar Lila, and we want to feel this happiness, this enjoyment in relationship of Mother Yashoda and Krishna. And the idea is that if we don't understand the process, we will stop in and enjoy in another way. If you don't understand the process, we will stop and enjoy in another way. So there's some points where we can enjoy. Like there's one point called Utsahamayi. Yeah, you find it's called beginner's enthusiasm. You come to the Hare Krishna movement, you start chanting, and then you feel some bliss. You feel something you never felt before. And this, because this is in mode of passion, then you then it's not gonna last too long. So if we're intelligent and we continue and we are searching for bliss, we have to go forward, and then we get to what is called Tarangarangini. Small waves in the ocean of devotional service. Feel a bit happiness. Comfortable position in devotional service. And this is nice. But if we want to have a more, let's say, advanced experience, if we want to get to this, to the stage of prema, then you have to go forward and get to anartha nivritti. But anartha nivritti means just cleaning the impurities. And the problem with anartha nivritti is that it doesn't feel very nice. it doesn't feel nice, you know. And the impurities, the ghee is on the fire. And it's nice if the ghee is someone else. You can see it, you know, like, yeah, funny, anartha nivritti. Yeah, okay. You know, it's okay. It's you can accept it easily. But if we are on the fire, then it's not so pleasant. So, and the trick, the secret is to stay on the fire, you know, like, It's You see in so many cases that devotees get to this stage where they begin to get purified and then they run. They put themselves in a position where the fire is not so much, you know, like a bit. They turn off the fire a bit, slower. And then they don't advance so fast. That's more or less the idea. Or you can put the fire off, and most of the cases it's more or less like you get it, it's too hot, you put it off the stove a bit, then after 5 minutes you put it back, and then you're off on. So the idea is if we're really looking for spiritual happiness, then you have to go through this anartha nivritti. So this means we should stay on the fire. And there's Lord Brahma gives the simple formula, and he says that we have to patiently suffer the reaction of our past misdeeds. So this Lord Brahma says, yes, there's you'll have to suffer some reactions, and it's yours. It's because of your past misdeeds. So this is really hard to accept, you know, like, come on. You know, like, who's to blame here? And Lord Brahma says, you are to blame. Okay. Continue to follow the process. Like, yeah, okay. There's some fire, there's some heat. It's a bit too hot in here, but I learned to tolerate. That's one of the qualities Krishna emphasizes again and again throughout the Bhagavad Gita. Tolerance, and again, tolerance. It's from the beginning, probably in every chapter there's some verse about tolerance. That's the idea, that we should learn how to tolerate. And this tolerance, where does it come from? One important thing is while we tolerate, while we're on the fire, we should not make offenses to the devotees. That's one of the most important things, you know, like probably the most important. Because when you're on fire, you can be quite grumpy, you know. Like, but Lord Chaitanya says this is the offense of the mad elephant. So when we're being on fire, we offend the devotees, we might be thrown off the fire, even if we want to stay there. We lose our intelligence and we get out of the fire by ourselves. We don't have to. But that's one of the most important thing. So, and what it takes, it's really interesting question. What does it take to stay in the fire? You know, when it's really hot, when it's really, you know, it doesn't feel good. You know, like you feel like, oh my God, I'm going. So it takes some conviction. And there's many, probably more aspects to this conviction. But one of the important things for this conviction is knowledge. If you know what you're doing, okay, look, this is anartha nivritti. I'm getting purified. It's not pleasant. So I will continue to follow the process and continue. So if you know this and you really understand and you have it, then you're like, okay, what to do? You know, like when we were in this trip, we went, because I was lazy, I went up by car. So it was a bumpy ride, you know, like a bumpy. But because I knew, like it was like maybe 20 minutes or something of going by car until we got there. But because I knew, okay, we'll go to the destination and then we'll be in a nice location, we'll have prasadam and this. Then I was like patient enough to wait for these 20 minutes to pass and then like, okay, now we're up. Life is good. I'm just giving an example, you know, like... that's one of the things. If you understand, okay, look, I'm going back to Godhead. This is the process, and now it's a bumpy ride. Okay, who cares? You know, like I'm going back to Godhead. So what? What if it's a bumpy ride? So that's why it's important to have this knowledge. Because if you don't have this knowledge and you don't understand that, it's very easy to search some place where we find some happiness. We're naturally searching for happiness. You'll find, usually it's called Tarangarangini. Oh, don't put so much fire. Turn it off, you know, like this. A bit of prasadam. I come to the temple from time to time. Life is good. Why so much problems? So that's the idea. But if you really want to go back home, back to Godhead, then we have to take the bumpy ride also. So we have to take so stay on the fire, and that's it, you know. Like, and also when we preach, we eventually have to cut, you know. To tell people that look, we can be nice, we can be ha ha he he, but eventually we have to tell them, look, you're wasting your life here, you're going hitting the wall, we have to tell people, look, this when this purification comes, look, this is called anartha nivritti. It's, I'm sorry, but it's your anarthas. And you just sit on the fire and get purified. And we're not really doing any favor to people if we're like, no, it's going to be all right. Don't worry, it's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. I mean, it's going to be all right, but it's not. You cannot blame someone else. You cannot. It's our anarthas. So, yeah, I'm... how to say? I'm... people sometimes don't like my direct preaching, but that's the idea. We have to give people this knowledge, and because this knowledge about what the process is, this is what will keep them alive. And what if they don't have this knowledge, then as soon as there will be a bit of fire, they will be like, okay. Nice to see you. I came for the fun. It's no fun today. See you. So it's very important to... this knowledge is very important. And if you want to really surrender to Krishna and to... we have to cultivate this knowledge. And we have to understand the process and we have to... If you want to help people, we have to tell them somehow the truth. Like when Shpancha Tattva Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada said that we should preach with the courage of an Englishman and with the heart of the Bengali mother. So yes, we can preach. We can tell all this. Jokingly, we can be hi, how nice, how are you? But eventually, you have to tell this, you know, like also the truth, you know. So that's the point. Sorry for being positive, but yeah. there's some questions, concerns. Magda Domen, the questioner. Yeah, wait for the microphone.
Hare Krishna, thank you. I like your lecture. You mentioned that for regulative principle gives. So if you don't have depression, then. But okay, what about if you do? You follow, plus you chant, and you also feel depression or sometimes or anxieties. So what's wrong then?
Yeah, actually, the way karma works and all this, it's slow. And for devotees, there's not even karma. There's actually devotees shoot things of themselves as, look, this is my karmic reactions. But in many times it's given by Krishna directly, you know, okay? And it's given in a way to purify ourselves. And many times it's like put on fast forward, you get, and you just need to tolerate. It's actually you cannot find a material solution that you will be always in mode of goodness. There's no, usually also we have to understand that karma works, karma and these laws, that they work quite slow, you know. Like, so if you follow the four regulative principles, in principle you'll have a better life, but. Yeah, you never know. You know. And a devotee always thinks, oh, I have so many sinful activities in the past, and Krishna is so merciful, he's giving me only this reaction. Oh, how nice he is. That's not always easy. You know, like, and this purification, as I said, this purification is not easy. You know, like, it's... But we just have to tolerate and continue following the process and continue following. Can be always think how to be more strict, more to turn off the fire. And these things happen, you know. Like, you have to be tolerant. That's all.
Thank you.
May I add that association, and if you associate with depressed people, then you also become depressed. And if we are depressed and we associate with those who are happy in Krishna consciousness, then we become also happy.
Happy. Yes, it's good to be happy. But you cannot expect, you know, like as I said, you cannot happiness you find in ruchi, real happiness. And if you're not, you don't get to ruchi, and you're not before ruchi is nishta, and before nishta is nanartha nivritti. So if you want to be really happy, you have to pass through anartha nivritti. And you cannot expect that until you're you get probably from ruchi, you feel stable happiness. But until then, there's always going to be some happy moments, some bad moments. So, what to do? You have to continue, you know, like, today is a good ride, it's a nice highway, tomorrow is a bumpy ride. Hare Krishna. That's the problem, because we expect always to have a happy ride, and then we're disappointed. Oh, today is a bumpy ride. Today is a bad day. And then we search for some happiness in something else. So many times you see this. You know, like, oh, okay, yeah, this Krishna consciousness, I'm chanting my rounds, I'm following the process today, and there is no happiness. So I will try something else. I will go to a basketball game. You know, like, just give something else. I'll try to find some happiness in something else. But the idea is that, no, it works, but just have some patience, you know, like. So, yeah, and association is important, you know, like, of course. Don't expect a free ride. Yeah, I don't know if that's helpful. But so many devotees, you see, okay, you come to Krishna Consciousness Movement and you expect, you know, like there will be just like an eternal honeymoon. And no, there's purification, and then after the purification there is an eternal honeymoon. But until then... Yeah, anyway. Jai Gaurangam. Thank you for tolerating me. Kantara Shrimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.